You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Natural light.
Thank you. in OKC. All my friends, it was glad to see me. And I seen some stuck down on Reno Street. And I seen some junior JCs with the whole world at their feet. And they said, hey man, just glad to see you back. You got a new thing they call the bacon fat. You go. Entertain the people. You go. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, I feel like I want to holler, but the town is just too small. Have mercy. And then I went to see my local DJ. His name is Kane. He lived down on South Broadway. And I said, hey Kane, what's this new kind of junk where you wind up twice and then you end up with a bump? And he said, dig Jim, it's just a natural fact. It's sweeping the South, that thing, bacon fat. You go. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You go. You know, I just want to holler, but the town is too small. Have mercy. Hey now, let's play it good.
died and left me wild. I ain't good looking, baby, but I'm someone sweet and no child. Going to the country, baby, do you wanna go? I know if you can't make it, your sister Lucille says she wanna go.
What we just heard was Jackson Browne. Dr. My Eyes, his first hit off of his debut album, Saturate Before Using, which came out in 1972. The guitar player wailing away there in the last half of the song is someone we're going to be shining a little love light on, and that is Jesse Ed Davis. Every song on this edition of Air Conditioned will feature Jesse Ed Davis's guitar playing. He was quite the stylist, and I think you'll see throughout the show just why he was in demand with so many great artists, including Harry Nilsson, John Lennon, Bob Dylan, Leon Russell, David Bromberg, Gene Clark, John Trudell, Taj Mahal, and many others. Before Dr. My Eyes, we had Taj Mahal doing Statesboro Blues, which came off the 1968 album Taj Mahal. Duane Allman loved the way Jesse Ed Davis played that guitar line on Statesboro Blues and gave him credit for inspiring him to use that on the Allman Brothers version of Statesboro Blues. Before Taj Mahal, we opened up the show with two tracks off of Jesse Ed Davis's third solo album, Keep Me Comin', which came out in 1973 on the Epic Record label. We heard Bacon Fat, and we opened things up with Natural Anthem. Jesse Ed Davis was born in 1944 in Norman, Oklahoma. His father was a Kiowa and Cherokee artist who painted murals in the hallways of the Oklahoma State Capitol. His mother was a Kiowa native, and he grew up with a love of music, and his early influences included Robbie Robertson while he was playing with Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks. He just loved that real lean, tight Telecaster sound. His first gig of any note was playing in Conway Twitty's band before moving to Los Angeles and picking up session work thanks to Leon Russell's connection. From the late 60s throughout the 70s, Jesse Ed Davis was incredibly in demand, playing on everything from B.B. King and Albert King records to John Lennon, Harry Nilsson, Gene Clark, Rod Stewart, Buffy St. Marie, and many others. Unfortunately, around 1974, I think it was, when he was on tour with the Faces as sort of a second guitar player, he came out of that tour basically a junkie. And it was the beginning of a slide that took a toll on his session work and his personal life. But the years eventually caught up with him, and he was found dead in a Venice, California apartment laundry in June of 1988. His drug dependency had to have taken a huge toll on him, but in his last years he served as a drug and alcohol counselor at the American Indian Free Clinic in Long Beach. But we have his recorded legacy, and it's pretty extensive. So anyway, I'm Rick Clark, and you are listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from the Crosstown Concourse in Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown. Coming up next, we have a recording by poet and Native American activist John Trudell.
Listen to the skies, listen to the sun. Something on the land, something going down. Down pressers speeding by life. Fever's heart, burning rivers to cross. Walls of Babylon, material noise. Thinking they've touched the moon. Freedom takes a rocket blast. Just another day, like yesterday. Rocking the rails. Woman like you, times like this. All that's real connects to you. Happy medicine making me smile. Seeing you laugh, getting so near. Rocking our hearts, rocking the rails. Carrying on like he ain't been gone. Warmaker's back, back in town. His notion taking care of us. Not same as, not even close, not even close to our notion of taking care of us. Nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. Got no job and prices going up. Warmaker's back in town. Just another day, like yesterday. Rocking my heart, rocking the rails. No chance we're gonna ever give up. Together we'll dance, a personal dance. Sweet starts, surrendering only to each other. These days holding the night, holding on tight, rocking our hearts, rocking the reds. Stars and working on offing Earth. What kind of future is that? Some weird kind of living. Who needs that lot? Pretending we aren't stars too really isn't very bright. Earth stars with jailbreak in our hearts. Just another day like yesterday. The reds. Woman I want, woman I need. Times when times do get hard, you sure are some comfort. Rising up love, living on, carries on. Rocking our hearts, rocking the reds. Rockers' hearts, rocking the reds.
In remembering the past, it's time you learn to live again and love at last. Come with me, leave your yesterday behind, and take a giant step outside your mind. You stare at me with disbelief. You say for you there's no relief. But girl, I swear it won't do you no harm. Don't sit there in your lonely room just looking back inside that gloom. Mama, that's not where you belong. Come with me, I'll take you where the taste of a life is green. And every day, hold on, one that just got to be seen. Come with me, leave your yesterday behind, and take a giant step outside your mind. Though you've played with love and lost, the sorrows have turned your heart to frost. I will melt your heart again. Remember the feeling as a child when you woke up in morning smile. It's time, it's time, it's time you felt like that again. There is just no percentage in remembering the past. It's time you learn to live again and love and laugh. Come with me, leave your yesterday behind, and take a giant step outside your mind. Thank you.
say. Daylight sneaking through the window and I'm still in this old night cafe. Walking to and fro beneath the moon, out to where the trucks are rolling slow. Sit down on this bank of sand and watch the river flow. Wish I was back in the city instead of this old bank of sand, with the sun beating down over the chimney tops and the one I love so close at hand. If I had wings and I could fly, I know where I would go. But right now I just sit here so contentedly and watch the river flow. People disagreeing on just about everything, yeah, makes you stop and wonder why. Why only yesterday I saw somebody on the street who just couldn't help but cry. Oh, but this old river keeps on rolling though, no matter what gets in the way and which way the wind does blow. And as long as it does, I just sit here and watch the river flow.
Bob Dylan, Leon Russell, and Jesse Ed Davis on lead guitar. That's Watching the River Flow from the Greatest Hits Volume 2 album that came out, I think, in 1972. Before that, we had Taj Mahal, Take a Giant Step, from Giant Steps, The Old Folks at Home, came out in Columbia Records in 1969, and it also had Jesse Ed Davis on it. We opened up the set with John Trudell, Rockin' the Rez, from AKA Graffiti Man. It came out in 1986, only on cassette, but the year it came out, Bob Dylan called it the best album of that year. So, yeah, and it's a pretty cool record. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, right here on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee. Coming up next, the great British Isles folk guitarist, Bert Janch, with Jesse Ed Davis.
about history. I'm probably gonna flunk biology. I can't remember much of that French I took. I can't figure out my science book. But I do know, baby, I love you. And I know that if you love me too, then what a wonderful world. I'm not too good at geometry. I can't figure out that cycle, thermonuclear physiognomy. I will never learn to speak on algebra. Somebody come here and tell me what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could only be with you, then what a wonderful world. To be an A student, baby. But I'll try to be one. Maybe by being an A student, baby, I could win your love for me. Well, you just can't get that history. Just know I'm gonna flunk biology again. I don't know what's inside my science book. Yeah, I tell you the truth, honey, I don't think I ever will. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, then what a wonderful world is gonna be. Yeah, what a wonderful world is gonna be. Thank you.
toot, toot.
I am to you.
make your eyes ignore what isn't real. Just something to hang on to when we're both afraid. Something to believe in when we think we've got it made. Some things never change the doubt that lingers in your mind. Sometimes when you're down and out, you leave the truth behind. Something true to show you what I am. Something real to show that I still feel.
I was born on the bank of the Washita River, and a guy walked a mansion deep in. Daddy had a hard time, mom made. Lord, it was just a dream.
That's Jesse Ed Davis doing Washita Love Child, also featuring Eric Clapton on guitar. That's from Jesse Ed Davis's first solo album called Jesse Davis, which came out on the Atco record label in 1970. Before that, we had Harry Nilsson, Something True, from his 1976 RCA album, Sandman. Before Harry Nilsson, we had Leon Russell doing his take on Bob Dylan's It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, from Leon Russell and the Shelter People, which came out in 1971 on the Shelter record label. Before Leon Russell, we had David Bromberg doing What a Wonderful World. The most popular version of that song is obviously Louis Armstrong, but this is a pretty cool take on it. This version, by the way, was produced by Brian Ahern, who I did all of the great Emmy Lou Harris records, and Johnny Cash, and Ricky Skaggs, and a number of other people, and Bernie Ledden, who you might know as an Eagle. Guest on the album besides Jesse Ed Davis playing guitar, we had Dr. John on piano, and the backup singers included Bonnie Raitt, Emmy Lou Harris, Linda Ronstadt, Doyle Lawson, Ricky Skaggs, and Lynn Hardy, adding a little bit of attitude there. We opened up the set with Burt Jansch, Open Up the Watergate, from his 1974 album, L.A. Turnaround. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time right here on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee. Besides being a great guitar player, in-demand session person, Jesse Ed Davis was also a producer, and one of his closest friends was former lead singer of the Byrds, Gene Clark. And he produced Gene Clark's 1971 album, White Light, which a lot of people regard as one of his best solo albums. So coming up, some Gene Clark.
Close to the earth, near to the sun, reflecting your own light, you can see that you can be more than one. Hear the bells ring. Morning has come. Over the town, the morning star fades in the dawn. Voices of time bringing surprise. Voices that sing in waking moments to look in to life's side. Aren't you glad it's another day? Look and tell. So you thought you would run away, but you know that way too well. Rhythms of rhyme, seasons shall say, to look at a longer life now, a longer yesterday. Don't you come down, you know you're the one. Looking at tomorrow, let your troubles fade and fly into the sun. Into the
John Lennon, number 9 Dream, from his 1974 album Walls and Bridges. Before John Lennon, we had Gene Clark doing 1 in 100 from his album White Light, produced by Jesse Ed Davis, who also played on the album. I'm Rick Clark, and for the last hour you've been listening to my show Air Conditioned, which happens right here every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee. I hope you guys enjoyed the little hour-long sampler of the great Native American lead guitar player Jesse Ed Davis, and it might inspire you to dig in further onto some of those records and find out more about the man. I hope you guys are having a good day. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next week, same time, same place, for more Air Conditioned. Bye now.